This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson's sports talk show.
But I think at the fair I'd blend in because I spend my summers at my grandparents' farm.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sister Jean, well, she actually had him going out in the second round. You know, her name's Mud there.
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpup.
Clears the 30, Jace Kinnaman turning on the Jetson inside the 10. Touchdown, Bullpups.
Everything happening in the sports world.
Pass is caught. Diggs, sideline, touchdown. Unbelievable.
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
We're really funny.
Well, I'm really not.
I think you're pretty funny.
Well, that's just because I'm so confused.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE, or for those of you listening online worldwide at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, the man who is sporting the correct color today, and that correct color is orange for my guy Ricky Fowler.
Ricky,
who just finished up a 5-under first round of the PGA Championships. Steve Sell, thanks for supporting.
Yeah, and Ricky was your pick yesterday.
He's my guy.
And my guy was up there for a while, and he's kind of fallen back.
Jason Day at -3 through
17. He's -3. Okay, he picked up another birdie then. Last time I saw, he was -2, so that means he's made back-to-back birdies. Let's see, who did Tregg Fall have? He had...
Sir Tregg Fall had Dustin Johnson.
He hasn't even teed off
yet. He has not started yet.
Yeah, Sir Tregg Fall, he had, like you say, DJ. DJ goes off. Spieth goes off later. But I went home, I always go home before the show, and...
He's got to really get mentally prepared.
Yeah, I do. I'd get mentally, you know, focused.
Yeah.
And it's just unbelievable. They come on at the top of the hour. You'd think they'd be talking about Ricky Fowler's great round. First 10 minutes... replaying all the shots Tiger Woods hit. Chopping it around. He's like 1 over. Lefty was 4 over at last look. So, but again, you know, it's all about Tiger. And that's and that really, to me, is a slap in the face to guys like Ricky Fowler, Jason Day, Justin Thomas. The guys that are leading, they should be the ones that are featuring. You know, why is it that Tiger, you know, they're showing every shot of him, dumping it in the water, pulling it left in the crud, you know. Show Ricky's birdies. That's what I wanted to see.
Yeah. I made this point to my grandmother the other day. She was calling, and she was talking about the golf tournament, and she was going, oh, they just keep showing Tiger all the time. And she has a pretty good feel for golf. She's always watched it. She loves Jim Nance. And
friends.
And hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
And she was asking me, well, why do they do that? And I said, well, let me put it this way. What do you know about Webb Simpson?
Exactly.
And she said, I don't know. What do you know about Tiger Woods? Oh, well, Tiger's great. He's this and this. He went to Stanford. Oh, he had all that trouble with his back. He had the trouble with his knee. Had the trouble with his wife.
Yeah.
And you know about Tiger Woods.
Right.
And there's more of an interest to say, oh, what's Tiger doing? And that's why they show him so much. And I agree. Sometimes I think it's a little too much.
Yeah.
I think that they focus on him a little too much. But the casual golf fan, and you and I are not casual golf fans.
No.
We know more than the average golf fan.
Right.
We know about Ricky Fowler. We know about Hao Tong Lee. We know about Martin Keimer as I'm going through the guys that are in the middle of the pack. We know about them, and we know what they look like. If I ask my grandmother, what's Padraig Harrington look like? She could maybe guess that he's Irish,
yeah,
but she doesn't want to watch him. And she's a casual golf fan. The casual golf fan, if they know Tiger's playing, they're going to keep an eye on him. There's a reason that he goes by Tiger.
Yeah.
And if you say Tiger, you don't think of the brown and black striped cat.
Yeah.
You think of the guy wearing the red Nike polo.
Right.
There's a reason that he has that popularity, and part of it is that he is shown so much. But the other reason, it sort of feels hard to remember this time, but 10 years ago, he was probably the most recognizable athlete in the world.
Right.
Probably the most, maybe you could say Diego Maradona or somebody like that that might be a little more internationally known. But nationally, Who do you think are the most well-known athletes? Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan,
LeBron
James. Who would be the baseball guy?
Probably right now, Mike Trout.
But I think if you showed my grandma, who picked Mike Trout out of these three people?
I don't know if she could. He's the best player in the game. He may not be the most recognizable player in the game, but he's the best player in the game.
I think if I said pick out Tom Brady, I think she could do that.
Right.
She's a big fan of the Manning family.
Yeah.
Aaron
Rodgers.
Little Peyton.
Yeah.
Little Eli. That's what she always called him.
Yeah.
So she could pick out maybe the quarterbacks, but if I said pick out Todd Gurley, I don't think she could. And then the non-casual football fans, the ones that are into it, yeah, they can. But that's sort of the weird thing about sports media, and that's kind of a trend that people just want to bash the Tiger Woods support group. But part of it, it's good for golf.
Right.
And this afternoon, they'll go back and let's say the casual golf fan gets off of work, it's 4:30, they go sit down and go, okay, I'm going to watch the end of the PGA. Ooh, I wonder how Tiger did. That's more of the thought than, ooh, I wonder how Jim Furyk did. They're going to go through his shots, and they're going to talk about him. They're going to talk about his round. I do agree they should show a little more of my boy Ricky Fowler.
Ricky.
My other guy, Ian Poulter, at 3-under.
Yeah.
I had those two guys in my pool, so that puts me at 8-under with just those
two.
There
you go.
Now, Tony Finau, hurt me.
Yeah.
Plus 4.
Yeah, and he was kind of the guy going in. A lot of people said if there's a sleeper pick, it could be him. Well, he's asleep.
So we'll be able to follow Dustin Johnson a little later today. Jason Day, Steve, is on the final hole.
Yeah.
He's a 3-under. If he could get you to 4, I think you'd be feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Remember, we're about even in terms of the major championship.
Yeah, because I had Justin Rose in the last tournament, and he got second.
So if I could get my guy Ricky Fowler to finally win a major, I'd be very happy for him. Wearing his orange, supporting Farmers Insurance, which is where my dad works. Good guy.
Yeah.
Steve, it's officially football season for us as McPherson College football began today. We want to talk a little bit about the Chiefs in their preseason game coming up tonight, and that kind of starts the football season. But in terms of our workload and the teams that we are following, the teams that we are covering, football starts today. Mack College today, the Chiefs, the McPherson Bullpups, they start on Monday. We got to take a look at the bus's cleats that say the bus on them.
Oh, did he end up bringing them in?
Oh, he brought them in.
Okay, I missed them.
They're pretty slick.
Well, he is the bus.
They're white cleats, big red Nike logo on them. They're only for the turf.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get these things muddy.
Yeah. So he's probably...
But it's going to be
he's
slick.
Got him in, he's got, he'll wear his cleats he had last year probably for practice.
Oh, yeah. We got the rundown from him.
Okay.
All the play calls they're going to run. All the guys are going to have some slick-looking cleats.
Okay.
What kind of cleats do you think you use to play middle school football and middle school baseball?
You mean length, or what would I put on my cleats?
Yeah, well, what do you think they looked like?
Probably long, like those old guys. You know, back in the 40s where the cleats were about 6 inches long and you could stick them in the ground, you wouldn't move.
You could get one of those steel-toed kicker boots.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And just back up and take about 2 steps. There was a guy that was inducted into the Hall of Fame this past week, and I think his name was Jerry Kramer, offensive lineman
right.
from the Packers.
Yeah.
And they were showing all this old footage of him, and every play was either him just pulling and
pulling
being the leading blocker.
He was like number 64, wasn't
maybe.
He?
Maybe. He was either the leading blocker on a play in slow motion,
well, that was
or he was kicking.
And that's when I first started watching NFL. Jerry Kramer was part of that Green Bay team that won the Super Bowl, beat the Chiefs. You had Jerry Kramer and Fuzzy Thurston in the offensive line. They were like, you know, they were thunder and lightning if they were running backs. They were both just incredible offensive linemen. Of course, you had Paul Hornung and Jim Taylor at the running backs and Bart Starr at quarterback.
Bart Starr's not looking all that great.
Bart's old.
He is old.
Yeah, he was old when I was a kid. He was like 35 playing quarterback.
So, back to our original point. The football season really begins today. Steve, this will be season number 40 covering Mack College, McPherson High.
Yep.
Are you ready? You feel as good as you did in season number 1?
Yeah, actually, I know I'm going to be covering really good teams. That's what I like.
That's the exciting thing.
Yeah, that's exciting. Mack High is going to be good. And, you know, I looked over the roster of McPherson College, and they got a lot of guys back.
Yeah.
A lot of guys. They have like 50-some back. And for them, that is fantastic. And they got a couple guys back that were really good a couple years ago. They sat out as red shirts. They're seniors. They have 19 seniors this year. Like Isaiah Hill, defensive end. He was a tremendous defensive end. Then he had some knee problems. I think he was actually a student assistant coach last year, and his career was thought to be over, but he's going to give it one more shot. If he can play, he's going to be a big asset because they have the Tisby brothers in the defensive line, and then Joey Hale, outstanding defensive end, Al Hutchinson. Really, he's had a nice career at the college. So their front four could be devastating. And Coach Merck, their team's gotten better every year. He's got maybe the most exciting quarterback in the KCAC and Ed Crouch, but Jake Tiernan came in when Ed had to miss some game. You know, he was down, missing a few games last year. Tiernan comes in, and all he did was get KCAC Player of the Week. He had, like, a game where he had four touchdown passes through for, like, 300 yards. So they got a dynamic 1-2 punch at quarterback. But, again, they have 17 starters back from a team that was just a play or two away from being about 500 last year. So I don't think they're going to do a whole lot of practicing per se today. It's more orientation as far as, you know, where they line up on the field, you know, how they do formations in practice, and, you know, kind of go over their practice routine today. But I think they really get after it starting tomorrow and Saturday.
We're ready to get
after
it.
Oh, we're ready. You bet.
I didn't really get to talk with you about this because you weren't here on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. But whenever I came back on Sunday afternoon and I'm rolling up to the station to do my work on Sundays, I sort of had this recharge. This extra energy, this extra pep in your step. Because you know football's right around the corner. And not just football. The entire fall sports season, it's busy, but it's a lot of fun on our end.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I've been working on the magazine here for the last 3 weeks. That's kind of got me charged up. Have most of the stories done for the magazine. Finalizing all our ads for the magazine. And looking forward to putting that. I'll put that together next week. We hope to have them at the very first high school football game.
What about the first high school soccer game on Tuesday the 28th?
I don't know if we'll have them ready on then because we always cut it. It's pretty close to the wire. We'll have it. We might have it online by the 28th. It may not be printed by the 28th, but we always put it online, midkansasonline.com. And I had a lot of people tell me that, you know, they don't have a way of getting a magazine, so they go online and look at it. So
they don't have a way of getting a magazine.
Well, they're... Some of people are out of town and they don't call me or...
Well, mail it to them. Come on. Box 1069.
Is that what it is?
That's what ours is.
I didn't know that. I've never mailed anything to
myself. Yeah, that's true.
I've never mailed myself. It's kind of like somebody asked me what my cell phone number was the other day and I had to stop and think because I don't call myself.
You don't really call that many people anyway.
I don't. I'm snarky and a hermit.
Snarky and a hermit. I haven't heard the hermit comment.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of a hermit.
Well... I'm not surprised by that fact. All right, Steve, let's take our first break. When we come back, Chiefs, preseason tonight. What are our expectations? What are some things to watch for? We'll talk about that next. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Next Tech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back on this afternoon's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE, Jim Joyner and the Man in Orange, Steve Sell. That's a good-looking shirt, Steve.
Well, remember, I'm an Indy Bulldog.
That's true.
And an Indy Pirate. Unfortunately. Yeah.
You're a last chance ewer.
Man, I'll tell you what. There are some of my people down in Independence that have just fired off letters to the school board condemning Last Chance U.
I loved it. Well, I thought it was great.
Jason Brown is, he's not my cup of tea, but I don't know. I just, it makes, you know, being from Independence, it's a little more personal for me, and it kind of puts the college in a bad light because it just makes it look like it's a football factory.
Well, clearly it was not a football factory from 1987 to 2017.
That's right. That's right.
Clearly it was not.
No.
I guess you look at the facilities and them hanging out in the 4-H building at halftime.
Yeah. For those who don't know, when the Pirates go in that, they don't go into the locker room at halftime. They go into the 4-H building, which is just across the street from the stadium, which is kind of ridiculous. I don't know where the visitors go. They probably just... It's kind of like Coach Adrian's soccer team. They just hang out on the field and
just go in the corner. Well, Steve, I know two teams that will have very nice locker rooms tonight, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans. First game of the preseason for the Chiefs. Now, several teams will be playing tonight. I think there's like 12 preseason games.
Right.
Couple on Friday, couple on Saturday. But the thing to remember here tonight with the Chiefs is this is really the first live action that we get to see with this offensive unit. And the defense is something that we'll worry about as they keep going down the road and get ready for the regular season. But these are more and more chances for this Chiefs offense to work together. Because the thing to remember, this is not the same offense at all as it was last year, even though there are a lot of similar pieces.
Right.
And obviously the biggest change, the man at quarterback, Patrick Mahomes.
And I just wonder, with it being the first exhibition game, you know, normally the starters play one series and they're done. But with Mahomes being a first-year starter, if he might go maybe the entire first quarter. I haven't read up on their plan for tonight. I don't know if you have.
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm guessing two series maybe for the starters. And then here comes the raft of, you know, guys that, well, you won't even hear it about in 3 weeks.
The thing that I've more read is that it's going to be broken down by quarter, not as much by series, because the Chiefs have four quarterbacks that are working for three spots. Can you name the four?
Mahomes, Chad Henne, Tyler Bray's not there anymore.
He's on the Bears.
Because I saw that he played the other night. I don't know who the other... No, he's not there either. So you'll have to tell me the other two.
The number three quarterback who will be playing the third quarter is a quarterback out of Penn State, Matt McGloin.
Former Raider. He played for the Raiders.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then the fourth is rookie quarterback Chase Litton. Do you know what school he went to?
No clue.
The home of the Thundering Herd.
Marshall.
Yeah.
We are Marshall.
He'll be playing the fourth quarter.
Okay.
So that's another thing to keep your eye on, too, is that one of those guys between McGloin and Litton are fighting for that third quarterback spot, which is the best job in the NFL.
Oh, it is. All you do is wear your hat backwards, carry a clipboard, write down stuff, and collect a paycheck.
I was reading some of the stats on Chase Daniel and how he's only thrown like 78 passes in the NFL and has made like $30 million. Be a pretty good gig.
Yeah.
Anyway, as we look ahead to tonight, one of the things to also remember is you have to take these games with a grain of salt because the preseason is not that important, but it is also not important. It's this weird line where if you watch Chris Conley run around across the middle and he drops three in a row, you have to be a little concerned, but also remember that this is an exhibition game. It's different. Guys are getting back into the rhythm. So it's more in my ballpark of not getting worked up either way. And I think that's what people have to remember with some of these games is, yes, they are important, but also, no, they're kind of not important for some things.
Well, have the Chiefs put out a list of who's not going to play? I know Kareem Hunt's been a little banged up. Charkandrick West had a concussion. I'm guessing he's not playing tonight. I don't know if Conley's – you mentioned Chris Conley. I don't know if he's back. You know, he – was injured for the rest of the year. He got hurt early in the season.
He should be playing tonight,
okay.
Him and DeMarcus Robinson are kind of fighting for that third wide receiver spot. I haven't seen who will be out tonight. You want to take a guess on what the Vegas gambling line is?
Chiefs by 3.5.
Ooh, pretty close. 2.5.
2.5, okay.
Got to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah. Considering, you know, again, the starters won't play. I'm kind of curious to see the Now, it wasn't their first-round pick because they traded him away from Mahomes, but I think his name is Breeland Spark.
Breeland Speaks?
Speaks.
Yeah.
Outside linebacker. Apparently, he's very athletic. And, of course, they acquired Anthony Hitchens, I believe his name is, from Dallas.
Yep.
Linebacker. They're going to have linebackers. You know, Reggie Ragland will be there. But, man, these linebackers, I don't know if Zombo's still around. But Kansas City's going to have a whole new linebacking corps almost this year. And, of course, they'll still have Justin Houston. I'm guessing they're going to play him. He's a linebacker slash DN. They got D Ford still. Hopefully he's healthy. You know, he basically missed most of last year. He hardly played at all last year. And then it's going to be good to see Eric Berry back in the secondary. And Kendall Fuller, the new the new D-back acquired in the Alex Smith trade.
I saw Daniel Sorensen got hurt the
other
day.
They've got a guy named, I want to say David Amerson.
Yes.
From the Falcons, I believe it was.
Not sure about that, but yes, they have David
Amerson.
He's
a big physical defensive back.
I was almost thinking he was on the Raiders.
Well, he might have been. But he's big and physical. And it looks like to me they're trying to get very physical in the secondary.
All right, Steve, let's play a game. Over under. Patrick Mahomes pass attempts. We'll set the line at, let's say, 10.5.
Under.
You're going to take the under. Why?
Because I just don't think he's going to, they're going to have him play very much, and he's not going to throw very much if he does.
Patrick Mahomes completions. Over under 6.5.
Under.
Okay. Is that a little bit of lack of faith in
no,
that he'll
I just
have
think,
completion?
I just don't think he's going to throw a lot of passes. So I'm saying something like 5 out of 8, maybe. 4 out of 8, 5 out of 8.
Mahomes touchdowns, plus or minus 1.5. So you're either saying he will throw one or will not.
Over. He's going to throw one.
He's taking the over.
He's going to throw one.
Patrick Mahomes interceptions, 0.5.
Over.
1.5.
Over.
Ooh. So you're thinking he could be in there for 2 drives.
And throw a
touchdown and an interception.
Yep. He is an all or nothing type player. He's a boom or bust.
Tyreek Hill catches tonight. 3.5. Over under.
Under. Way
taking
under.
Taking the under.
Oh, yeah. Way under.
What if I change that line a little bit and say, Tyreek Hill designed plays, whether they're throwing to him or maybe he's going on a jet sweep.
3.
So you're going to take the under. Okay. I don't know about Kareem Hunt. How about this? Will Patrick Mahomes play any snaps in the second quarter?
No.
Even if they're like on a
it
drive?
It just depends. If he has a drive, a good drive going at the end of the first quarter.
That's why I'm asking. Do you think that's going to happen?
Okay, I'll say he'll play into the second quarter.
I kind of think he's going to get a couple of plays into the second quarter.
I think this game's in Kansas City.
Yes.
So, yeah, he'll play into the second quarter.
I would like to see him play 3 drives. I'd like to see 3 offensive drives.
I think 2 and he's through. 2 and barbecue, as they'd say in Kansas City.
Ooh. I'd like to see 3 and then give the rest of the guys a lot of the time. I'm kind of one of those guys when it comes to football in general and getting ready for the season, I think you have to have a little contact. And I know that there are some coaches and some philosophies that say, we're going to have as little contact as possible, and then we're going to get in the game and just hope everybody comes out injury-free. I always think you should get back into that mindset and that culture a little bit. Not too much. I never want to get people hurt, but I'd like to see 3 drives from him tonight. And if the first 2 do not go well, maybe not move on, because everybody knows that 3rd week of the preseason,
he's going to play a half,
is the one where everybody plays their first guys for about a half, and that will be against the Bears in Chicago. Feels like they've played the Bears and the Packers in the preseason the last few years.
A lot.
Packers will be at home. That'll be the final game of the preseason, Thursday the 30th. Week 3 of the preseason, the 25th. The next game they'll play in the preseason will be the 17th, which is next Friday. They will be at the Falcons. The good thing about that game, Steve, the Dome will be able to sell Chick-fil-A.
Do what now?
Chick-fil-A is inside that Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
I did not know that.
But remember, Chick-fil-A is not open on Sundays.
Okay, that's right.
So Falcons fans don't have that many chances to eat Chick-fil-A and watch a football game.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a big win for them.
Big.
That's going to draw tons of people to the stadium.
Yep.
Big fan of that stadium.
Yep.
Let's take our final break, Steve. I want to talk about the Royals a little bit, then I've got one little quiz for you, and we'll see how you do. We're back after this. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Next Tech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE. Steve, we've been talking about the Chiefs preseason game, which is coming up tonight. First one, getting back into that Chiefs Kingdom feeling. And remember, you can always listen to the Chiefs here on 96.7
Mitch.
FM, KBBE.
Yeah,
voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, friend of the show.
Yeah, Mitch. We had Mitch on one of our broadcasts during basketball season, so he qualifies as friend of the show.
Kendall Gammon, Danny Welniak, the whole crew. It'll be good to hear them again and sort of get that football feeling.
Of course, Danny
flowing.
Welniak used to be at Channel 12, sports anchor.
Oh, yeah.
Did
now
a nice job.
She's at KCTV 5.
Right. She did a nice job at Channel 12.
Steve, I got a little quiz for you.
Okay.
I might do this with the defense next week or maybe tomorrow. Chiefs offense. I'm going to ask you where they went to college. So that way you can prove to these people listening that you're really smart.
I'm not very smart.
All right. Demarcus Robinson, wide receiver.
Florida.
Good pick. Sammy Watkins, wide receiver.
Clemson.
There you go. Chris Conley. Wide receiver.
Georgia.
Look at you. Eric Fisher, Central Michigan. Oh, well,
Central Michigan. I was going to say Central Michigan.
Good pick. Left tackle. Cam Irving, left guard.
I'm not sure. He was, I want to say Michigan's, Florida State.
Yeah. Good pick.
Yeah.
No help at all. Center, Mitch Morse.
Now that I have no idea.
You have no
Missouri,
idea.
Missouri.
Yeah, there
yeah,
you go.
Missouri. I just
thought you'd get that one.
Yeah, it just dawned on me. Yeah.
How about right tackle Mitchell Schwartz?
That I don't know. I have no clue.
You know who his brother is?
No.
Jeff Schwartz. Another offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Mitchell went to Cal.
Okay, I would have never guessed it.
Cal Berkeley.
Okay.
Travis Kelce.
Cincinnati.
Kareem Hunt.
Toledo.
Final one. And I think if you get this one right, you earn a lot of respect. The Sausage, Anthony Sherman.
Penn State.
Keep going a little further northeast. Out of the American Conference.
Got out of the American.
More of a basketball school.
Connecticut.
UConn.
Did
Anthony
he go to,
Sherman.
Did he? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Look at you, Steve.
Yeah. I surprised myself. 20 years ago, I could have told you everyone. But now, you know, I just don't have quite the brain matter that I used to have. Too many hits to the head, probably.
Yeah, a lot of CTE.
Yeah.
Steve just sits in the back room
from getting hit.
Remember,
I got hit in the head with a golf ball. I think ever since then, I've lost some of my knowledge.
Steve, the Royals looked good last night.
Looked fantastic. In fact,
a lot of fun.
I called it their best game of the year, most complete game of the year. The pitching, Phil Meyer, was great. Defense was really good. Mondesi, a 437-foot home run.
Mondy.
You know, he's an interesting player to me. He's got all the. There's no doubt he's got all the tools, but he takes some plays off sometimes. Gets a little too lackadaisical. He made a throw. He made a great double play. You know, first to get to the ball, stepped on second. Then he ricocheted one off the stands right to Lucas Duda, who threw the runner out at second. But that should have been an easy play. But he just kind of, you know, got a little casual with the throw. He's had some throwing errors. He's a little much of a scatter shooter, but boy, does he have a lot of talent, and I love his speed. But I thought last night that was as solid a game as they've had. Got a big hit from Drew Butera. I think it started back-to-back games.
Drew.
Catcher. And then, of course, they tacked on some runs.
Your guy, Brett Phillips.
Yeah, Brett Phillips. He's going to be a good player for them. They're kind of searching, but, man, you realize just 35 wins, and we're almost halfway through August.
That's not.
And they're tied with Baltimore in the race for the worst record. So the race is on for. But I think they've played a lot better since the All-Star.
Oh, yeah.
They have been a lot better. And Alex Gordon's starting to hit a little bit.
They've caught some breaks.
They moved Salvi to the three hole. He's kind of, you know, he still, you know, swings at everything. But he Salvi's going to end up with a halfway, you know, average year after it looked like he was going to be really bad. Alex Gordon still with just 28 RBIs, though. That's just hard to believe. But he's actually been hitting the ball pretty well lately. But, you know,
Redbird's coming to town this weekend.
I was getting ready to say, Redbird Nation, Cardinal Nation. So I don't know what the crowd size was the last three nights, but I'm pretty sure they were over 30 all three games.
Helps that the Cubs were around.
Yeah, because there was a lot of Cubs blue in the stands.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of red in the stands starting Friday and continuing Saturday and Sunday. I'm guessing they're going to be over 30 all three games.
Well, it's just because they wanted a vacation to the good side of Missouri.
Well,
they didn't want to keep hanging out over there on the east side. They need to get out of there
and
go see the beautiful part of the state.
Okay.
And probably, you know, check out a little bit of eastern Kansas.
Yeah.
They're smart over – well, they're smart enough over there on the east side of Missouri. You ever say Missouri?
I never say Missouri. You know, you got me thinking about Cobham Stadium. I wrote my column today – selling sports column about Miller Park in Milwaukee.
Yeah, give that a read.
And I'll tell you what, that is a majestic place. What a place to watch a game from. Fantastic. It was so nice and cool. It was about 65 degrees. They had the roof open. 38,000 there. And, you know, we were right behind home plate. And what a architectural marvel that place is, though. I mean, when you drive in and you look at it and the roof's all kind of, you know, they've got the rollers over the roof, and it's kind of like a Frank Lloyd Wright looking thing. So it's really, really interesting.
And probably a lot of good Miller beer.
They sold a lot of beer because they kept bugging us, and we just told them to go away.
Let's wrap up today's show. For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Next Tech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 1230 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.